USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration has reassigned Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who was one of the impeachment witnesses during the inquiry. His twin brother was also reassigned. He was escorted out of the White House only a few hours after the president revealed he still holds a grudge against him.
Well, I'm not happy with him. You think I'm supposed to be happy with him? I'm not.
In a statement, Vindman's lawyer said the truth has cost Vindman his job, his career, and his privacy. There was also retribution against Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who was recalled by the president. In China, the deadly coronavirus has now killed an American citizen. Americans who were evacuated from Wuhan, the epicenter of the virus, arrived in the U.S. on Friday. They'll be quarantined for 2 weeks. So far, 780 people have died. This is USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A Republican running for the Senate is changing his tune on the president. USA Radio's John Hunt reports on Newt Bueller.
In 2018, the Republican Party candidate for governor of Oregon painted himself as a centrist, criticized President Donald Trump's environmental stance, and said he didn't want to be linked to divisive national figures. Newt Bueller lost to incumbent Governor Kate Brown by almost 120,000 votes. Now, Bueller is running for a seat in Congress in a district that is more conservative and has taken Trump into a tight embrace. Bueller's campaign features videos with Trump at a rally and touring a border wall, with Bueller declaring he opposed impeachment. Bueller's turnaround underscores how Republican candidates across the country have been wrestling with opposing strategies, either cozy up to Trump or distance themselves and risk not only losing Trump's base, but the election. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Labor Department reports hiring increased by 225,000 jobs at the beginning of the year, with the unemployment rate remaining at 3.6%. USA's John Clemens reports.
Analysts point out the economy was not impacted by China's outbreak of the coronavirus or threats of a trade war. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest report.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 225,000 in January, and the unemployment rate was little changed at 3.6%. Notable job gains occurred in construction, in healthcare, and in transportation and warehousing.
The economists point out there are more than 7 million jobs that are yet to be filled. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The former manager of the Houston Astros now says he should have done more to prevent his team from illegally stealing signs. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Former Houston Astros manager A.J. Hinch isn't dismissing the idea that Houston's 2017 World Series championship has been tainted by the sign-stealing scandal that cost him his job. He tells MLB Network,
I hope over time it's proven that it wasn't, but I understand the question. We did it to ourselves. We're going to have to live and move forward and be better, better in the sport.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.